Thank you.
Welcome back, honey.
So good to be back. Thank you so much. Oh, good afternoon. It is wonderful to be back. Wonderful to see some familiar faces and some new faces. What an amazing, phenomenal event. Can we give it up for Howard? He always comes the best stuff, right? Like, yes. And thank you, Benji, right, for the stretching. The only thing I didn't like about that was you said this was for people 50 and above. You like, right? I think you're limiting your audience there. I'm on the cusp of 50, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I need to do this. And yeah, I definitely need to do this. So it is so fun to be back with you. I am so excited today to talk about technology. Yeah, there we go. How many of you, okay, let's do, this is back in my second grade days. We're gonna play a little game. You gotta give me a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a sideways thumbs. I'm gonna ask you, how many of you love technology? Thumbs up, thumbs down, sideways. Okay. How many of you love this? You love cell phones. Oh, I see some thumbs downs over there, sideways. Okay, tell me why thumbs down back here. Yes, you in the red shirt. I can't remember your name.
All right, my name's Matthew, and coming from the big city, it took over the life. I missed the days of just having a flip phone, where a phone was a phone that I could talk to people, that it did not have something that was attached to me. Now the three kids, they are asking, can I get a cell phone? Myself, my wife, we find ourselves scrolling through it. I don't want to be that example. I want to be able to put my phone away, not have to worry about emails, and if I need to make a phone call, I wouldn't mind having a landline again.
Okay. All right. Did everyone hear Matthew okay? All right. Who gave me a thumbs up? Who loves a cell phone? Who wants to share? Why a thumbs up? Right here at this table.
I said yes, I agree with that, the fact that I hate being tied to it, but also what I love about it is the flexibility, the freedom to be able to do anything from anywhere, anytime.
Gives you some flexibility, some freedom, some availability to be available, work wherever you need to work. So it gives you a little bit more freedom. So you gave me a yes. Who is right here in the middle like, yes and no, I don't know. I saw a few of you, yeah? Okay, we got one back here. Give me your sideways, okay, microphone right here in the back, please.
No, I'm just kidding. For both of those reasons, one, it can be a huge distraction, but if you get really motivated, you can actually get a lot done, so.
Right.
Both, I'm so caught in the middle.
Right. And I love every single one of the comments that you made, and I think for some people, when we hear the word technology, it can either drive a positive emotion, and we have good thoughts and feelings about the freedom and the power and how fast we can do things, but we may also have some negative thoughts, and it could drive a negative emotion, like, oh, but now I have all the distractions. Now I'm never off the grid. People are always calling me. I always have to be available. I feel like I have to reply to every text, right? Like, so there are definitely some negative and positive emotions around technology, and we have to learn how to manage those in a way that serves us and our lives and our business better. Now I'm looking around the room and I see some people who have never known a life without a cell phone. Who are you people? Will you stand up? Right there? Yes? Okay. All right. If you were born probably after, what, 95-ish? I'm asking all the young people to show up, right? You've never known a life without the convenience of this. Good. Thank you so much. We have a whole generation right now of home buyers who have always had technology in their life. They don't know what it's like to grow up without an iPad or an iPhone. They don't know how exciting it was when the microwave was invented, right? Does anybody remember that day? Okay. Like, that was the coolest thing that my grandma had at her house. You guys want to go to grandma's and see the new microwave? Yes, we do. That was exciting, right? We totally want to go see that microwave. Technology is amazing because it's advanced so far. How many of you in this room can remember when TVs were only black and white? Okay. Cassettes. Anybody have a nice cassette collection? Okay. 8-tracks. Okay. Vinyls. My 15-year-old is into vinyls now. Like, that's the cool retro thing to bring back. She wants a new vinyl. We just took her to a Def Leppard concert. She was like the youngest one there. She's like, this is awesome. We live in a world of technology, and it's never going to go backwards. Technology is only going to move forward. And so when we think about technology in our personal lives, we need to think about how can we use it in a positive, meaningful, productive way, right? Not a distraction, like Matthew said, not something that sucks up all our time, not something that we get addicted to, but how can we use it in a meaningful way in our lives and in our business? So today we're going to talk about how to turn technology that works into systems that can drive our business. I'm going to take you back in time with me, back to 2007. Kicking it back to 2007. This is when the first iPhone came out. This is when the MySpace was all the rage. Social media was just getting introduced. Anybody have a MySpace account in here? Okay, we have a few brave souls who admit they had a MySpace account. This was before Facebook, Instagram, for all of you young ones out there that have never heard of MySpace before. American Idol was the popular TV show. President George W. Bush was the president at the time. Dow Jones closed at 14,000. I just checked, 49,000 as of last night. Stocks have grown quite a bit, right, in the last almost 20 years. And 2007 was the year that I purchased my first business, Western Heating and Air Conditioning, out of Orem, Utah. And for some of you that have heard my story, you know a little bit about how I grew that business and built it and scaled it. But I want to show you what it looked like when I first stepped into my front room. What my office looked like. This is how I did business. I had carbon copy invoices that my technicians would fill out. When a customer called in, I would answer it on a regular telephone, not a cell phone. I would write the work order down. Carbon copy was amazing because I still had a copy I could look at and I could put one up on the corkboard. Had all my technicians lined up, I had four. So I could put their work order right under their name and I knew how to dispatch them. But just for safekeeping, I also had a schedule book on my desk so I could keep track of the schedule and have another source of records. Now, when it came to technology as far as like digital tools, I did have QuickBooks. I went to the Staples store and I bought the little disk, put it in my computer. I see a few of you nodding. Can any of you relate to me? Yes. This was the tedious part of running a business back in 2007, and I loved it because there were no other options. This was the option. This is how you run the business. I've got QuickBooks, I've got Microsoft Office, so I can do documents and I can do spreadsheets. I was set. I was all set. I kept all my files in a file cabinet, and this was just how we did business. Fast forward to today, is anyone still doing business like this today? 19 years later? Can you grow and scale a company doing business like this? You can. It's just gonna take a lot of time and a lot of manpower, right? What has he got right there? Okay. Okay, that's all right. How's that working out for you? It's working, right? We're doing it. We all have to start somewhere. We have to start with the tools that we have and the tools that are available. What that looked like for me with these carbon copy invoices is my technicians, if they remember to bring it back to the office, then I would sit and try to translate their writing and type it into my system, and I was doing data entry, and that took up most of my time. moving things from carbon copy into a system, and now I would have it into QuickBooks. So if a customer did call and ask about a previous job, I could go into QuickBooks and try to look up their account and find and see what we did. It was manual. It worked. But I knew in order to scale my business, grow my business, I needed to stay up to date with the technology that was available. And so I'm going to ask each of you to do this right now, a technology assessment. Do you have all of the tools that you need? And I realize these slides might be kind of small to read, and so if anyone would like a copy of my slides after, I would be more than happy to send you a copy of this entire deck. So feel free to reach out to me. My email will be on the last one. I will make sure to send you all a copy of these. The first question is, what do I need? And this is really where I started in my business. I needed a customer database to house all of my customers. I needed the ability to record and process invoices and payments, right? We've got to have a way to take the money and track where the money's coming from. Because I was a home service company, I needed to be able to schedule and dispatch my technicians, and I needed performance reports. I needed to understand, how much money am I making? What department is making what money? Where are my expenses? I needed to be able to pull some reports. So some basic needs to run my business. For the most part, I had that. But then I had to think about the second question, which is, what would be nice to have in my business? So that's the second question for you, to write down and think about, what would be some technology that would be nice to have? Doesn't mean I have to get it all right now, but geez, it sure would be nice to have a way to track my timesheets and payroll. So that wasn't a manual process. It sure would be nice if all of my calls were recorded. So when customer Joe says, hey, you told me I didn't have a diagnostic fee. Why are you charging me a diagnostic fee? Did we really see that? I don't know. Are the calls recorded? At one point, our calls were not recorded. What about your price book? How many of you are still updating a physical price book? Gosh, it'd sure be nice to have a digital price book that would be easy to go in and put in a few numbers and let all the prices adjust our margins, right? The ability to text and chat, communicate with your customers, that'd sure be nice. My dentist can do it. He sends me a reminder every 6 months on a text. Why can't I do that in my home service business? And then there are all the dashboards, the reports, the numbers. And then operating in the cloud. Do you guys remember the first time people said, hey, this is up in the cloud? And you're like, what do you mean? What's the cloud? Right? This is how technology was advancing. But if I had something that operated in the cloud, now I could use a mobile feature for my technicians. They could go out and do their work mobily, and it would automatically upload, and I would have that information. These were all different little changes in technology that I started looking for and starting to find solutions for. And I found, eventually, little third-party solutions. Oh, this company can record my calls. This company can help me build a price book. This company can do this. And I started getting a bunch of different third-party solutions, which was wonderful. But then, all of a sudden, I thought about, well, what are the possibilities? And what else could we do? How can we take our technology to the next level? Is it possible to track your marketing campaigns? Like, how much money are you bringing in from every single marketing campaign? Well, the first way I tried that was I found a company that said, guess what? We can put a different phone number on all of your different marketing pieces, and then we'll track that for you, and we can see which numbers get the most calls. Great, that's awesome. Sign me up. Which numbers are getting the most calls? Because I'm going to cancel everything else. It's not working. Well, that was a great solution, but I still didn't know how much revenue each of those campaigns were bringing in. Not until I got on ServiceTitan. And this is not a ServiceTitan commercial. This is just, let's think about what the possibilities are. Technicians, CSR, performance KPIs. How do I track the performance individually for each of my technicians, each of my CSRs? What are those key performance indicators that I can now look at so that I can hold my team accountable for their performance? What if I could automate customer texts and emails, identify missed opportunities where I may have a salesman go out and present an option, and then we never hear from that customer again. What if I could follow up on those? So as you're doing a technology assessment in your business, think about what do you need, what are the basics, what would be nice to have, and then what are the possibilities? And wherever you're at right now is perfect. It's the perfect place to be for you. You're doing the right thing. You're doing what you need to do to have your business at this level. But if you're thinking about taking your business to another level, let me just suggest this. Technology can help you get there faster. Technology helps you be more effective, more efficient, and helps you reach your goals in ways through automation and systems, like Howard was talking about earlier this morning, right? We also have to remember that customers today have this new standard of expectations. They want things very instantly. They want a confirmation instantly. They want to know, they want to be able to reach out to you. There are a lot of people that do not want to pick up a phone and call you and schedule a service call. They want a way to just book online. How many of you are in home services or a branch of home services? Okay. And are your customers able to book a call online with you right now? I love to hear the yep. Is there a way on your website? Is there a link on Google? I love this. I'm hearing a bunch of yeps from this table. This is my tech table right here. Yes. So text updates, real-time visibilities, fast proposals, easy to make payments. Don't we love it when we can just click on a link, make our payment, and it's done and we don't have to worry about it? This is what our customers want. And to top it all off, they want it to be personalized just for them. They want to feel special, like you made this just for them and that you've thought about them this whole time. And so we've got to be thinking, how can we make a better experience for our customers? And what technology is available to do that? Now, customers, what they actually judge. Now, if customers do not know on this side if your backend is efficient, they don't know what systems you're using. They don't know if you have big margins that you're operating with or if your workflows are messy. They don't know all that. But what they are judging you on is how fast you're responding when they reach out. Do they got to wait a couple days? Are you responding within 2 minutes? What is that response time? Anymore, we're dealing with a generation of speed to lead. The first company that calls me back, that's who I'm going to choose. So do we have a way to be the first one to contact the customer back? Did you show up on time? Do you do what you're going to say? Is it easy? They want convenience. And did I feel taken care of? These are the things that are helping them make their decisions as to who they will be doing business with. So let's talk about the evolution of business technology. And I want you to kind of assess which stage do you feel like you're at right now in your business when it comes to technology. I'm gonna share 4 stages with you. Now this is the first one, digital organization. You've got email set up, a website, you've got a CRM in place, you've got a way to track all of your digital records, and you've got scheduling tools. Everyone feel pretty confident? You got level one down? We live in a digital world. How can you not have level one down, right? We have to have a website. We've got to have email. We've got to have all these things. So these are kind of the basics. But then there's level two. Level two brings in integrations. How are your technology pieces talking to each other? Do they integrate with each other? Do they work together? One of the coolest things I love, I love a lot of cool things about technology, and I wouldn't consider myself a technology girl, even though I work for Service Titan and I talk about technology every day, it's something I have to continually keep learning about and learning these things. This is not a natural thing for me. I have to really put myself out there to learn some of these things. But when you can automatically attach a Zoom meeting to your Google Calendar, how cool is that, right? Think about how these tools can talk to each other now. If your CRM is connected to your scheduling, maybe tools like Calendly. What are some other scheduling tools like that that connect your calendar to scheduling? What's that?
Google.
Send out a calendar invite. And they said, yep, I accept. I will come to that. Microsoft Teams has something similar, right? Outlook. Okay. And then what about if our payments are linked to our invoices? So if you had a system where as soon as the payment comes through, the invoice automatically is paid, there's not double entry there. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay. Marketing tied to your revenue. Again, this was something before ServiceTitan. I had no idea what my marketing campaigns were doing, what was working, what wasn't working. And now I can open up my ServiceTitan and I can see exactly which of my marketing campaigns are pulling in the jobs for me. How much revenue each one? I can see the ROI, return on my investment, for each of my campaigns because everything is tracked and it's integrated, which is beautiful. And then we can't forget accounting syncing. How many of you did the accounting in your business? Good, a good chunk of you. Yes, I see Ellen's hand up high. I can't tell you how many hours I used to spend reconciling statements, matching invoices to the system, payments to the invoices, then going and making sure everything was deposited. Okay, what about the financing payments? Which one did this go? Oh, and they took out buy-down charges. Wait, what? This payment doesn't match any of my invoices. So it gets very, very confusing, and it took up so much time. But if you can integrate all of that and have some touchless accounting and it just automatically syncs, would that make your life easier? Absolutely. It would. So what would stop you from investing in something like this? What?
Yourself.
Why?
Limiting beliefs, fear,
the stories we tell ourselves. This is going to take a long time. This is going to be really hard. I don't know if anyone on my team knows how to do this. I don't know if I can trust anyone on my team to do this. We come up with stories, right? I don't know. Yeah. I might lose customers. This is going to really put a hiccup in my business. I think I'm going to need 3 weeks to implement this new software, and I'm going to have to shut down business for 3 weeks. I better not do it. Anyone relate to some of those things? Implementing new software, new systems can sometimes feel overwhelming, and it is. How many of you have implemented a software in your company and loved it? It's not fun, is it? Okay, wait. They loved it. All right, we got a thumbs up back there. Awesome. Let's look at level 3. If integration is kind of that next level and thinking about which of your tools integrate, level 3 is now automation. With the technology we have, what can we start to automate so that we don't have to take the time to do it? And these should be repetitive tasks, things that you're doing over and over and over again. So the first one is like automatic follow-up sequences. I will tell you, I had I'll get to follow-ups in a minute. I'm going to save that story for just a second. Automatic follow-up sequences. If the estimate doesn't sell, what's the automatic thing that happens next? Do you guys, what's that?
You still could nurture that.
You could still nurture. Could we send a follow-up text, make a follow-up phone call, a follow-up email? Sometimes it just takes customers a little bit longer to decide if they want to do the work with you, or they need to get their finances in order, or they need to talk to somebody about it first. But if someone continues to follow up, to me, that is an example of a company that really cares, that really wants my business, that's going to be dependable. But let's face it, we all get busy. Manual follow-up is hard. So how can we automate the follow-up? We had Keep up here earlier. They were talking about their emails and the way that you could automate some of those. This is exciting. There's a lot of power in automation here. Quote reminders, membership renewals. Oh gosh, this one like kind of hits me in the heart a little bit. I remember we had about 1,000 memberships at one point in my company, and it would take my dispatcher all month to schedule those memberships. All month. Because she'd have to call each one of them. Now, we didn't do 1,000 in a month. These are 1,000 that need to be done throughout the year, right? But she would call each one of them. Sometimes she would get through, sometimes she wouldn't. She spent so much time just trying to schedule these memberships or renew them if they were expired. What if that was automated? I'm going to tell you right now, we have a customer, Jim Van Horn, who uses ServiceTitan. He is in Pennsylvania. And Jim wanted to figure out a better way to automate. In our follow-up tab, he was able to send a message. He'd never done this before. I want to send a message to all of my members and see if I can get their jobs scheduled. He had 1,400 members. This was his slow time of year. This was his slow season. He sent out a text. It had a link so they could schedule right online if they wanted to. Within 24 hours, guess how many membership jobs he had scheduled? 200 within 24 hours. Within 7 days, 400. 413 to be exact. With one click of a button, he was able to do what would have taken my manual dispatcher months. That's the power of automation. Review requests. Do you guys have an automated way to send out reviews right now? Anybody got an automated review request system? Very good. Awesome. I love it. Recurring billings. Is that a manual process or automated? Automated. I love it. And then workflow triggers to help you. Like, think about the time you can save just through automation. Does anyone want to guess what level four is? What's level four? What? AI. That's right. AI and predictive intelligence. Now, we've all probably dabbled a little bit in AI. Thumbs up if you've dabbled in AI. Okay. ChatGPT? Okay, good. What else? Claude? Grog? Menace? Haven't heard of that one. Perplexity. That's awesome. Which one? Perplexity. Gemini? These slides were made with Gemini, if you can't tell. Yeah, AI is here and still fairly new. And there are a lot of people a little bit hesitant, a little bit worried about AI. There's some fears behind AI. There's a little bit of, I don't know, why does it have all my information? What's it doing with my information? Is it going to take over? We have employees that might be a little bit scared of AI as well. But the cool thing about AI is AI can now automatically do some of these things for us and maybe even help us think through some things. You have generative AI, which helps you think through things. Then you have predictive intelligence. Predictive intelligence starts to learn the workflows and it starts to guess what you're going to do and it starts to do things for you. Instead of just helping you think, it starts to do things for you. One example we have of this is ServiceTitan, and I will tell you, we've focused heavily on incorporating AI into our entire product right now. One of the things that we've done is this smart dispatch optimization, and we've had this for a few years now. But what it can do with the right AI tool in place, this will take a look at all of your technicians if you're in home service and use this tool. As a job comes on to the dispatch board in unscheduled, it can review your technicians. It can predict what's the value of this job. Is this a low value job? Is this like a brand new furnace that just needs a tune up? There's probably no opportunity there. Or is this a 30-year-old system that needs to be replaced and this is a big opportunity? I'm gonna send a technician. It can review my data and see which of my technicians are performing the highest, which ones have the highest close rates, which ones have the best sells the highest, like it will give the opportunities to the highest performing technicians. And it will automatically put that job on their schedule. Do you see how this could be beneficial versus having the dispatcher who has their favorite technicians they give their favorite jobs to? Now you're taking out that human element and you're letting technology do things that your humans can't even do. Can they stay up to date on all of your technicians' performance? Can they see the trends? Can they predict routing, scheduling? We know people get a little bit nervous to turn that on and say, do I dare let this happen? But the results speak for themselves. And what we've even seen is sometimes it's showing us which technicians are about ready to check out. We can almost predict. AI is helping us predict which technicians are not performing well and which ones we need to keep our eye on. Like, it's doing so many amazing things. So finding ways to incorporate AI into your workflows and into your technology can really take your business to another level. it goes beyond what human brains can do. But it is scary. So I'm going to give you some tips and advice if you're getting ready to implement AI. We got to go a little bit slow, right? We want to try it out. We want to verify. We want to check. And then we keep moving forward. And that's a really wise way to do it. The best thing about technology and systems, when you have them in place, this technology creates consistency. What does this look like? Consistency looks like profitability. It looks like things getting done the same way every single time. You may have 3 or 4 different salespeople on your team, and they all have their own sales process, they all have their own pricing, their quotes look different. But if you had a structured system in place with the pricing set, it's going to be a lot more consistent. They have to follow the same system, follow the same process. They're using approved pricing, not whatever price book they're making up. And then your margins don't fluctuate as much. You can predict what your margins will be because the systems are in place. The technology is helping you with that. The follow-ups, we start putting automation in place for those follow-ups. Let's take a deeper look into the sales process. This is the old way. The old way is someone might go out, and I'm talking home services here. We diagnose the system. We say, all right, I'll get you a quote. We might send the quote later, and then we hope they call back. We've seen that. But with the right tools and technology, you can use this new modern model that has digital diagnostic. There are so many great digital tools out there to help you diagnose. In fact, there are some systems now that have diagnostics built right into them. And when the system starts to fail, it alerts the companies and the homeowners, and people know. And so it's amazing. Financing can be shown automatically. We have pre-built options within our software. Would you like good, better, or best? Here are the options. Energy savings calculated, rebate data already into that. And then follow-up automation is triggered. You quickly follow the system, you set it, forget it. It's the same way every single time. You close more deals, you become more profitable, you save time, and the experience is so much better for the customer. Let's go back to this follow-up. How many of you love your follow-up process right now? You're like, I have the best follow-up process. It works amazing. Okay, everyone write down on your paper, follow-up process. What technology is available that could help you put a follow-up process together that is either automated, something that you can trigger, has automated sequences. Maybe it's a text within 3 days, an email within 7 days. Something that can drive the value, teach them. You probably have a newsletter, emails that you regularly send out, something like that. Following up is simply nurturing that customer relationship. When I teach CSRs, customer service, a big part of what we do, it doesn't stop after we book the call. What do we do after the call? We do a happy call. Someone on my team calls them and says, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, thank you so much for having Joe come out to your home last week. Just wanted to call and check and see if everything is still working okay in your system. Oh, awesome. I'm so glad to hear that it's working great. Now, I noticed he talked to you about our memberships, and you didn't. Is that something you'd like me to tell you more about? Let's get you on the schedule for your next tune-up in 6 months, whatever that looks like. I noticed he talked to you about a humidifier or whatever that is. We call, we talk, we stay in touch, and we can share promotions. Some people don't like happy calls, but they'll reply to a text or maybe an email. There's a lot of different ways to follow up. So what I want to leave you with is 6 strategic leadership moves that you can use if you are ready to take technology from just a tool and turn it into a strategy. Are you ready? 6 strategic moves. So write these down. If you are ready to start incorporating technology into your systems and it's not just a tool, but you're ready to systemize using technology, 1, you're going to start with leadership. If this is going to be done, you are the leader that's going to drive this. you get to cast the vision. Think about what this could look like if we had this automated and this workflow in place. Define the outcome, show them what it looks like, and emphasize why this is going to be so great for them. How does it tie to your company goals, whether that company goal is revenue, number of new clients, whatever that is? How does this technology and the system tie to that? Your attitude is everything. If you go into this with your team, you're like, all right, guys, we've got a new technology. We've got to figure this out. We got to implement it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. And you're using this kind of language with your team. Now you're putting those stories into their minds. What kind of thoughts and stories do you want in your team's mind? Positive, encouraging, empowering. I will tell you, last week we just did a Toolbox Live. These are events that we do with Service Titan. And it was my customer service call center toolbox edition. We were in Las Vegas, and I invited our vice president of customer support. He was there, and so I said, would you come and just talk to our people for a minute? He runs a huge call center team, a huge support team. And he said, when it comes to AI, he was the first one to step in, and he said, you know what? We're going to use AI in everything we do. We're going to be able to talk to customers faster. We're going to be able to answer cases faster. We're going to be able to cut down resolve time. We're going to have less cases open. He knew what the outcome was, and he said, guys, AI is new. I don't know everything we're going to put in, but I want to empower you to go find solutions, and I'm here to back you up. If these technology and system solutions can help us get to the goal, I'm here for it. And he took the reins and the lead, and he started looking for things, and now his team is doing things beyond what he ever imagined, because he came in with the attitude. He didn't have to have the answers, but he gave them the permission to explore and to find and to uncover these things. I put Justin Tarr up here. He's one of my friends, and he owns a little company called Daffy Ducks, a duck cleaning company. Cleans furnace, air conditioning ducks. And he came to Service Titan and said, hey, and I don't know if Howard's in here, but he said, hey, I know you don't use Service Titan for duck cleaning companies, but I really think I could make this work for my team. I really want this best. I need the automations.
Did you call my name?
I sure did. I'm talking about my friend, Justin, who has a company called Daffy Ducks,
okay.
Duck cleaning company.
Yeah.
Service Titan said, oh, sorry, we don't do duck cleaning companies. He said, oh, yeah, you do. I bet I can make this work. I bet I could automate.
You're giving me my script.
Yep.
Off the record.
By the way, did y'all see those graphics they had up there? Were those like over the top or what?
Gemini. Google Slides.
What? The slides that you had up there.
Yeah. Let me go back. Every single one of these slides, I put a very basic bullet points. I kind of made the title bigger.
I added
a picture.
Right there.
I literally had eight things of text on my slide, and I said, beautify this slide. Within maybe 10 seconds, boom, I'm like, oh, that's really pretty, but it's, will they be able to see it? So I
beautify.
Beautify.
Gemini,
yes. Gemini, beautify with Gemini. Gosh, they should hire you for marketing, Howard.
They actually should.
They should. All right, back to Justin. Because of his vision and his goals and where he knew he needed to be, he was able to talk to Service Titan and say, hey, let me get this for my team. And he was able to automate and grow. And he's still doing amazing, phenomenal things. And so I'm saying, Howard, don't give up. We are bringing on painting. We're bringing on rug cleaning, rug ultimate rug care, high-end services. We're going to do it. Our team we're shooting for the moon. So model this adoption. You've got to be all bought in if you want your team to be bought into this. Starts with you. Okay, number two. When you're getting ready with a new software, new system, new technology, train. Get the training. Not just one training. Okay, we're ready to go live. No. This is ongoing training about the software, about the system you continue to use, because guess what? Technology gets upgrades. And if you don't get additional training every time there's an upgrade, you can get lost. This is how the best of the best use the most out of their technology. They keep training. They track how well their team is using it. When ServiceTitan hired me about 5.5 years ago, I had been using ServiceTitan in my own company for a couple of years. I'd been on a few podcasts, and we were really one thing at a time. Let's get the timesheets integrated. Let's get inventory integrated. Let's get Pricebook. And a little bit at a time, we started using every single part of this software. And when they hired me, they said, we want you to be our product adoption manager. That was my title. My job was to help customers understand how to adopt more of the product. Because when ServiceTitan first started, it was just a scheduling and dispatching software. That's all it did. But then they started listening to their customers who said, you know, it would sure be nice if I could track timesheets on here. All right, we'll build that into it too. Well, it'd sure be nice if my price book was in here. It'd sure be nice. And they just keep building on to this software and this system. And so with that, as softwares and systems develop, it's all about making sure your team is understanding continual training to learn that software, to learn that system. I thought this was an awesome stat. American Society for Training and Development said that companies who invest in training enjoy 24% higher profits than companies who don't. Now, this isn't just technology training, but all types of training. So think about that and your training plan and how training can actually equate to more profits for your team. Number three, communicate the why. Communicate the why. Why are we doing this? Why is this new software coming in place? Why is this new system in place? And then remember, part of that communication always has to be to protect the data. The most valuable asset you have in your company is your customer data. Is your system keeping that data safe, secure? Are you utilizing that data for future revenue? How are you using this data? So be really careful, and as you're training, talk about why it's so important to make sure the data you're putting into your system is accurate to begin with. You've all heard the saying, garbage in, garbage out. If the data's wrong, the numbers are wrong, it's not serving you. It's not giving you the insights you need to grow your business. Number four, if you're getting ready to automate, think about AI. What can we automate? What systems? We want to automate those repetitive things, the things that you do over and over and over. So customer notifications, employee notifications, billing, reconciliations, the review requests, all of those things that you're like, we do this every day over and over. What are those things that you can automate? And what are the things that you still need your people for? I work a lot with CSRs, I told you, and CSRs get really scared of people who, when their company says, hey, we're going to implement a voice agent. Am I going to lose my job? That's their first thing they ask, right? The message should never be AI is replacing you. AI elevates you. It helps you get to a new level. It gives you superpowers. So now you can have deeper conversations, sales, coaching, strategy, customer escalations. As humans, we're going to hone in on what you can do that AI can't do, or how can AI help you? I've got to hustle through these last couple slides. Put your system at the center of your strategy. So obviously, ServiceTitan is perfect. This is exactly what ServiceTitan helps me do, all of these different things. Now, I want you to notice AI's on here twice. Why is that? AI generated this slide for me. That's why. It wanted you to know. Don't forget me. AI makes mistakes still. AI is still young. We need humans to oversee this, to fix some of these things, because AI is still learning. Just like your employees are still learning, right? We're patient with our employees as they're learning new processes and systems, so we need to be patient with AI as it's learning our systems, our processes, our workflows. Don't just say, oh, it gave me garbage, I'm not using it anymore. We keep working with it, okay? Number six, measure what matters, understand your KPIs. What are those things that AI and systems are helping you improve? What are those outcomes? And once you see that, you can optimize it. The goal here with technology, we want to be able to measure exactly. Use technology to help you analyze the data. Use AI to help you convert that data into visuals and dashboards. Think of how hard that is on your own. I'm not a graphic designer. It takes some time. AI can do it in a snap. The goal with AI is to amplify all of those things. These are the six things I just talked to you about. AI is not here to replace anything, it's to amplify, it's to elevate, it's to help you get better. So AI should reduce repetitive work, improve your speed, increase your visibility, enhance your customer experience, support the decision-making, reading off the slides here, but it should never replace the human judgment, right? Humans still get the last say. It should not replace your culture. We work too hard to build our culture. Or take away accountability. Our VP of support, he said, my goal is not to have fewer people here. It's more empowered people. Now that he's got all of this AI incorporated into our support team, he's able to do things with them he hasn't done before. He's created teams of specialized services. He's empowering them to become really good at what they do because they have the power of AI to back them up and be superhuman. So my last question for you, is your technology just storing information or is it shaping your strategy? The tools are there. What makes the most sense? What do you need? What would be nice to have? And what are the possibilities? Friends, if you are in home services, I would just encourage you to think about the possibilities that are available. And if you ever need help talking through some of those things, I would love to be a resource for you. We don't need to be afraid of AI. We don't need to be afraid of technology. Get rid of all those stories in your head that create those negative emotions, and let's create new stories about new solutions, new results, new outcomes because of the power of technology. And with that, thank you so much for having me here with you today.